Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll hear highlights from the fourth set of concerts from the current season of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, co-artistic directors. These concerts featured the great Cuban drummer Ignacio Baroa, who came to the U.S. from Havana as a young man in 1980, and the following year he became Dizzy Gillespie's last regular drummer in both quintet and big band settings, playing with Dizzy for about 12 years. Skilled in Afro-Cuban rhythms as well as jazz, he was quickly established as a versatile in-demand drummer in New York and toured and recorded with many groups, playing both jazz and Afro-Cuban music. Ignacio Baroa also has several albums as a leader himself. This concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Michael Brockman, features a variety of music from Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie to more contemporary fare. Our highlights begin with a Monk tune with the SRJO's regular drummer Devon Lewis at the drum set before the guest appears. This is Bill Holman's arrangement of Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert.
Thank you. That's Devon Lewis on the drums. Devon Lewis. Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone. Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Randy Halberstadt on piano. The Bemshaw Swing. Okay, and now without further ado, we want to bring out our special guest. He is the star of so many stages, and he spent over 10 years as the primary drummer, the only drummer for the great Dizzy Gillespie, backing up his big bands and all his small groups, and just being the heartbeat of some of the most important jazz groups in the country. Please welcome to the stage our special guest, Mr. Ignacio Berroa.
How you doing? All right, thank you for coming tonight. Tonight is the last concert of a series of three. And it has been of a great pleasure playing with these great musicians. So before we go any further, I want to thank the Seattle Repertoire Jazz Orchestra for having me as their guest artist. Want to thank in particular to my friend Milo Peterson, who was the one who convinced the musical director Michael Brockman of making the mistake of having me as a guest artist. So it's been a lot of fun. Now, on a serious note, I want to thank you all for coming here and supporting our national art form, which is jazz. Thank you very much, so you can give a grand applause to yourself. This concert is about playing Afro-Cuban music and straight-ahead jazz for two main reasons. Cuba and the United States have a long history of music and other things, but mainly music. a lot of things unify our two countries. And the other reason is that I'm a very proud Cuban, and I always like to mix the rhythm from my heritage with the music of my passion, which is jazz. That's the music of my passion. Don't ask me why. Or I can tell you a little bit. When I was a kid, my father came home with two albums, one by the great Nat King Cole, and that was the one that really cultivated me with jazz. And the second album was a Glenn Miller Orchestra album with Gene Krupa on drums. Gene Krupa saved my life because I used to play the violin. And for those of you who play string instrument, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, we are going to continue this concert with a piece composed by Pete McGuinness, and this one is entitled Nasty Blues. Thank you.
Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Travis Ranney. Dan Marcus on trombone. Michael Van Beber on the trumpets. Milo Petersen on the guitar. And starting things out, though, was once again Randy Halberstadt on the piano.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with special guest drummer Ignacio Baroa. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Michael Brockman.
We will continue on now with a composition new to us. We've played exceedingly little music by this great composer who's a tenor saxophonist. I know many of you in the audience are musicians and play in bands yourself and know the work of the great Bob Mintzer. Well, we don't. We don't play a lot of Bob Mintzer, and Ignacio was nice enough to bring this piece to us. This is going to be one of our favorites from here on, and a lot more Bob Mintzer to come in the SRJO library for the future. This piece is titled Mr. Phone Bone. Thank you.
let's continue with the English class. The next piece is a tune I composed 8 years ago, and it's dedicated to my granddaughter, Laura. She's 8 years old. This piece is on one of my CDs. Speaking about CDs, my latest one that unfortunately is not with the Seattle Repertoire Jazz Orchestra. It is with my trio, and the CD is called Straight Ahead from Havana. I want to do a Straight Ahead album, but I didn't want to do an album like everybody else playing the tunes that we all know, Autumn Leaf and Sarindol, and you name it. So what I did is I took 10 pieces for what is called the Golden Cuban Era of Music, and I rearranged those tunes. So anyway, Laura's Waltz. Thank you.
That's Jay Thomas on the flugelhorn. Jay Thomas. On that lovely composition by Ignacio Berroa. Laura's Waltz.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Michael Brockman, and featuring guest drummer Ignacio Berroa. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. Once again, here's Ignacio Berroa.
Thank you very much. We are going to close this set with a tune from Cuba, play on a cha-cha-cha rhythm. Cha-cha-cha, for those of you who are not familiar with that genre, is a rhythm from Cuba that was famous in the 50s. And this tune was written by a great violinist from Cuba, Felix Reyna, and it was arranged by one of the greatest drummers I have ever met. And I realized how great he was when I moved here to the United States. I started watching all the drummers, great drummers. His name was Guillermo Barreto, and this tune is called Aha BB. So later on, Michael Brockman will be able to tell you the meaning of Aha BB. This tune has some lyrics. The members of the band are going to sing the lyrics in Spanish. How about that? So good luck. So Aha BB.
That's Dan Marcus on the trombone, Jim Sisko and Michael Van Beber on the trumpets, Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone, Michael Glynn on the bass, Milo Peterson on guitar, Randy Halberstadt on piano, Edson Otero on the congas, and Ignacio Berroa.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra featuring guest drummer Ignacio Berroa. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. Here's Ignacio Berroa.
We are going to continue this set paying tribute to the great Dizzy Gillespie. And we are going to play his most famous tune, Night in Tunisia. Most of us has been under the impression that Dizzy conceived this tune while walking around somewhere in Tunisia. So one day I asked him, hey, Dizzy, man, how do you get inspired to write this tune? How long ago do you were in Tunisia? And he looked at me and he said, never. His most famous tune is named after the place he never went. This is a beautiful arrangement by a great Cuban musician who resides in Toronto, Hilario Duran. We did a tour like 4 years ago, a big band tour around Canada, and I asked him to make a different arrangement because, you know, I was with Dizzy for 10 years and I had to play this tune every night. So I asked him, say, Hilario, man, can you do something different? And he said, oh, yeah, don't worry. So hope you like this arrangement of A Night in Tunisia. Shh.
Your trumpet. Michael Glenn on bass. Gary Schutz on the trombone. Gary Schutz. Yours truly, Michael Brockman. Randy Halberstadt on piano.
Another composition by Dizzy Gillespie and the Cuban conguero Chano Pozo, and it is entitled Manteca. Manteca means lard. I don't know why Chano. We have to do some serious investigations about these titles. For those of you who are not familiar with Chano Pozo, he was a Cuban conguero that came to the United States, I think, in 1945. Dizzy was always looking to do new things. And he asked Mario Bauza, he said, Mario, what do you think that I should do? I'm trying to do something new. And Mario advised him, said, why you don't hire this Cuban guy? Conguero just came from Cuba and add it to your big band and see what happens. Start mixing the Afro-Cuban rhythms with a big band sound. And the rest is history. So this is the tune that represents the most Dizzy Gillespie Big Band associated with Latin rhythms in 1947. It was a big hit. I remember Dizzy told me that as soon as Chano sang it for him, the introduction, he told me, Ignacio, I knew we had a hit right there. So we're going to play Manteca for you. What else? Is that okay? You want me to say now the same thing in Spanish? We'll be right back.
better off. Sid Hauser on the alto saxophone. Dan Marcus on trombone. Andy Omdahl on the trumpet. And all the trumpet players. Michael Van Brever, Jay Thomas, Jim Sisko.
Thank you very much. Before we leave the stage, once again, I wanna, from the bottom of my heart, guys, it has been a real pleasure, a real treat playing with you. You are not just great musicians, but I got the feeling in these 3 days, you are wonderful human beings. And that's the most important thing for me. So I'm very happy that I have made some friends, more friends here in Seattle. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And add our thanks to guest drummer Ignacio Baroy and all the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for allowing us to record and broadcast highlights from their recent concerts in Seattle, Kirkland, and Edmonds. Thanks to the artistic directors of the SRJO, Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and thanks to Howard Mostrom and AJ at Kirkland Performance Center, and both Andrews at the Edmonds Center for the Arts for house sound and assistance with recording, and the stage crews at both locations. Thanks also to intern Sam Martinez for his help. The next concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra feature the music of Ray Charles on June 15th, 16th, and 17th in Seattle, Kirkland, and Edmonds. Joe Doria and Reggie Goings will be guests at that time. More information is online at srjo.org. If you missed any part of today's show or just want to hear it again, you can stream it at jazznw.org or subscribe to our podcast. Our next live on-location session will be on Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum for LaVon Hardison in an Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production for KNKX. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few upcoming gigs. Starting with this evening, Bill Anschell's trio is playing the Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church starting at 6 p.m. Also tonight, Kendrick Scott Oracle is playing at the Triple Door at 7:30, and Brian Monroney Quartet is on stage at Tula's. Tuesday, Eddie Palmieri Septet plays two shows, 6:30 and 9 at the Triple Door, while Satoko Fuji's Kira Kira group plays at the Royal Room. Devon Lewis and Limited Edition will be at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. Fareed Haq and the Flat Earth Ensemble plays at Nectar Wednesday. They'll also be at the Royal Room on Friday. Fareed Haq plays a blend of Pakistani music and jazz. He's from Chicago. The DX Tet will be at the Sea Monster, playing a late set on Wednesday night. As we mentioned, LaVon Hardison sings at the Seattle Art Museum, 5:30 to 7:30, Art of Jazz, on Thursday. And a Nina Simone tribute event at Broadway Performance Hall in conjunction with Seattle Rep's presentation of Four Women. Clipper Anderson Quartet plays at Tula's on Thursday night, and on Friday, Kate Olson and Ann Reynolds team up at Cafe Musica at 7. The Alaska Suite by Nelda Swigert will be presented at Stage 7 Pianos in Kirkland, and Will Bernard's Organ Trio will be at Tula's while Pearl Django plays at North City Bistro on Friday night. And finally, on Saturday, Susan Pascal Quartet at Tula's, Marina Albero Trio at North City Bistro, and the Key Up Trio plays jazz originals and some based on Chinese traditional music at Egan's. That's a trio for accordion, trumpet, and bass. Sounds interesting. For more info and other good places to go for live music, check out the calendar at knkx.org and a very complete jazz calendar available at earshot.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX, 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI, 90.1 Olympia, KVIX, 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK, 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.